Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. There's been a major surprise in France's second round of parliamentary elections, with projections indicating the far-right National Rally will come in third place due to a tactical pact between the left and the centre. A week ago, the rally had won the most votes. Here's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
Celebrations in France tonight, not from the far right, but from the left. Against every prediction, the National Rally did not come out on top in this second round of the election. It came third. The winners were the left-wing alliance, the New Popular Front, with around 184 seats in the Assembly. Their best-known leader, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, of the far-left France Unbowed, said President Macron had no choice now but to ask the left to form a government. But it's not as simple as that. The new Assembly will have no outright majority.
Leftists, including the hard-left leader of the France Unbowed party, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, welcomed their bloc's apparent win as a triumph against the far-right. Mr. Mélenchon hailed what he called a magnificent mobilisation effort.
With these ballots, a majority has made a different choice for the country. From now on, the will of the people must be strictly respected. From now on, no subterfuge, arrangement or scheme will be acceptable.
But the National Rally's leader, Jordan Bardella, said the extreme left had formed what he called an alliance of dishonour to keep his party from power.
Tonight, I say this very seriously. Depriving millions of French people from the possibility will never be a viable destiny for France.
A prominent US congressman, Adam Schiff, has said he believes the vice president, Kamala Harris, could overwhelmingly beat Donald Trump in the upcoming election. Mr. Schiff was speaking as concerns continue to grow among Democrats over President Biden's recent campaign performance. He stopped short of calling for Mr. Biden to step aside, saying that was a matter for the president to decide. A summit of the West African regional grouping ECOWAS has appointed the president of Senegal, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, to mediate with the military governments of three Sahel countries that have pulled out of the bloc. David Bamford reports.
The new president of Senegal, elected just 3 months ago, has been given the task of leading efforts to halt the disintegration of West Africa's most important alliance into two competing blocs, one of them a champion of civilian-led democracy, the other dominated by military regimes. Mali, Niger and Burkina Faso, whose combined territory stretches across 3,000 kilometres, announced last week they were breaking away and forming their own confederation. Their military leaders all seized power during the last 3 years amid instability and Islamist insurgencies.
This is the World News from the BBC. Britain's new Defence Secretary, John Healey, has made a surprise visit to Ukraine and pledged more UK military aid as Keir Starmer's new Labour government refreshes London's foreign relations. The new Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, has visited Germany, Poland and Sweden. He explained why he thought Britain and the EU needed a new security pact.
I am concerned when I see Iranian drones turning up in Ukraine. I am concerned when I see shells from North Korea being used here on European soil. And of course I'm concerned with the partnership that I see Russia brokering across those authoritarian states.
University activists in Bangladesh have announced more demonstrations for Monday, saying they won't give up until quotas for coveted government jobs are abolished. On Sunday, thousands of students blocked traffic on key highways in the capital, Dhaka. Currently, more than half of all government posts go to certain applicants, including descendants of fighters for the country's independence in 1971, from whom 30% of posts are reserved. The United Nations says a new round of talks between the warring parties in Yemen has made significant progress on a prisoner exchange. It said the internationally recognised Yemeni government and the Iran-backed Houthi rebels had agreed on freeing Mohammed Khatan, a Sunni Islamist leader held by the rebels since 2015. Two pistols owned by Napoleon, which he'd intended to use to take his own life, have sold at auction in France for $1.8 million. The guns were designated national treasures ahead of the sale and therefore cannot leave the country. The identity of the buyer has not been made public. The French government now has a 30-day period to make a purchase offer to the new owner. Those are the latest stories from the BBC.